The Philippine government has launched a three-month crackdown on illegal drugs, as the country has been identified as a major transshipment point for international drug syndicates in East Asia. Philippine President Gloria Arroyo gave law enforcement 3 months to neutralize local and international drug syndicates and arrest their leaders and protectors. The Philippines has been struggling to curb drug trafficking and abuse for decades. The Drug Enforcement Agency says there are now 13 international and 175 local drug syndicates operating in the country, some allegedly shielded by corrupt police, military, and government officials. The United Nations has identified the Philippines, along with China and Burma, as one of the main sources of manufactured methamphetamines in East Asia. Last year alone, Philippine police seized nearly 3 tons of the pills. Sandro Calvani is the head of the UN Office on Drugs and Crime in Asia.
The Philippines is becoming an important link of the drug trafficking in the area for geographical reasons, to facilitate the transport through the Pacific as well as the regional transport to Japan, and also because there is a growing internal market of amphetamines.
There are more than 3 million drug users in the Philippines, roughly 4% of the nation's population. And more than 70% of the country's inmates are in jail for drug-related offenses. President Arroyo's war on drugs comes more than a month after Thailand concluded a similar but violent crackdown where more than 2,000 people were killed in a three-month campaign. Mr. Calvani notes the Philippines' drug problem is similar to Thailand's 5 years ago.
The success depends on how much the population will understand. If the people understand it is a serious issue for the country, families, religious movements, civil society will be involved. Otherwise, it will be left only to law enforcement, like it happened in Thailand at the beginning of the campaign. Some good result might be obtained, but then it is harder to sustain if the demand remains the same.
Human rights groups say Thailand has resorted to summary executions of suspected traffickers and pushers, but the government defended its tough policy. Heather Barron, VOA News, Hong Kong.